Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an old-school DNB wobble and turning it into something a lot dirtier, a lot more physical and way more useful in a DJ context inside Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to make a bass patch that sounds cool in solo. The goal is to build a bass line that feels like it belongs in a real set. Something rude, hypnotic, and a little broken around the edges. We're going to start with a clean wobble, print it to audio, then rebuild it through Sampler, so it gets that crunchy sampler texture that feels like an old dubplate being dragged through the room. That contrast is the whole point. Clean sub underneath. Gritty midrange on top. Movement, but with discipline. Enough chaos to feel alive, but enough control that the kick and snare still hit hard. Let's set the scene first. Aim for 172 to 174 BPM. Build an 8-bar loop. Keep the drums tight and clear, with the snare landing on 2 and 4. If you want a little break energy, layer in some ghosted break edits or very subtle percussion movement, but don't overcomplicate it yet. The bass should have space to speak, and that's the key mindset here. Old school wobble works best when it talks around the drums, not over them. Don't write a bass line that fills every gap. Give it room to breathe. 2 to 4 notes per bar is often enough. Sometimes less is better, especially when you're going for that classic rude DNB attitude. Now let's build the source sound. Use Waveatable if you want a more expressive wobble. Operator works too if you want something leaner, but Waveatable gives us more movement to resample. Start simple. Use a saw or a square saw blend on oscillator 1. Keep oscillator 2 off or very low. Set the filter to a low pass 24 dB slope. Keep the amp envelope tight. Fast attack, short decay, sustain fairly high, and a release that's just long enough to smooth the tail without blurring the groove. Now add a little modulation. Map an LFO to the filter cutoff or Waveatable position. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4 notes for that classic old-school pulse. Keep the depth moderate. You want the wobble to move, not smear into a giant wash. One important thing here, keep the source mono, or as close to mono as possible. Don't make it wide at this stage. In DNB, especially with heavy drums and sub, stereo control matters a lot. If you want width later, we can create it after the resampling stage. Now we split the bass into two jobs. One lane is the sub. The other lane is the texture. For the sub, use a clean sign from operator. Keep it simple and solid. Make sure it's mono with utility. If needed, use a EQ8 to gently reduce anything above around 100 to 120 HE, just to keep it focused. For the mid-bass texture, that's where the wobble lives. High pass it somewhere around 90 to 130 HE depending on the tone. That keeps the low end clean and protects the kick. This split is what gives the bass its weight without turning the whole drop muddy. The drums get to own the impact. The sub owns the bottom. The crunchy layer owns the attitude. Now let's bring in motion. Before we print anything, make the wobble feel musical. Auto filter is great here. Put it on the mid-bass lane. Use low pass mode and add a bit of drive. Then move the cutoff range so it opens and closes in a useful band, somewhere between a couple hundred hertz and a few kilohertz depending on the note range. Keep the resonance moderate so it has character, but don't let it whistle and steal the mix. A sidechain compressor from the kick can help the groove breathe. If the pattern needs extra push, sidechain from kick and snare together. Fast attack, release somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and just enough gain reduction to create pocket. We're not trying to make the bass pump theatrically unless that's the vibe. We just want the drums to keep their authority. Here's a good teacher tip. Automate in phrases, not every single hit. If you make every note scream for attention, the whole line becomes exhausting. In DNB, some of the biggest moments come from restraint. Let one knob move over two bars and let that be the drama. Now we print the wobble. Freeze and flatten, or better yet, resample it onto a new audio track. Record at least 8 bars. If you can, capture a couple of different passes. One with moderate saturation. One with heavier drive and more filter movement. If you want a reference for how it sits in context, even print one pass with the drums running too. That can be really useful when you're rebuilding the texture later. Now drag that audio into Sampler. This is where the sound starts becoming a real weapon. Set Sampler to classic mode if you want immediate chop and play behavior. If the phrase has strong transient attacks, you can slice it, but keep it readable. Don't overwarp the life out of it. The little imperfections are part of the magic. That slight wobble in timing, that uneven tail, that dusty edge on the attack. That's what makes it feel sampled instead of polished. Now we're no longer just playing notes. We're sequencing fragments of the wobble. Write a new MIDI clip and re-trigger the sample deliberately. Use short slices on offbeats for answer phrases. Use longer notes on downbeats. Try slightly overlapping some notes so the hits smear just a little. That can create a very cool tape-like drag. Vary velocity too, because harder hits can feel more torn and aggressive while softer ones stay rounder. If you want even more movement, map velocity to filter cutoff or saturation inside Simpler. This is the moment where the bass starts feeling like it was lifted from a dusty dub plate and rebuilt in the present. It's still a wobble, but now it has fragments, grit, and a human feel. Let's process the sampler layer. A strong chain here is saturator, drum bus or a similar dirt device, EQ8, and utility. If you want a bit of extra crust, add redux, but use it carefully. Start with saturator. Add a few dB of drive. Soft clip can help keep the peaks under control. Then use drum bus for a little extra push. Keep the boom very subtle or off entirely, because we don't want fake sub here. We want bite. Redux is great if you want lo-fi edge, but don't go too far. A little bit of bit reduction can add that torn texture. Too much and you lose articulation. Use EQ8 to clean up the body. If the sound gets boxy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets fizzy or tiring, tame around 2 to 5 kHz. Then use utility to keep the width under control. If anything starts drifting into stereo in the low mids, pull it back. The bass needs to stay centered and solid. A really useful advanced move is contrast. Don't distort everything equally. Let some hits stay cleaner, and let other hits get trashed a little more. That difference makes the dirty hits hit harder. If every note is crushed, nothing stands out. Now let's turn this into an arrangement that works as a DJ tool. Think in call and response. One bar of fuller wobble, one bar of chalked answer, one bar with more sub and less midrange, then a bar with a fill or a stop. That kind of phrasing makes the bass line feel intentional and mix-friendly. A simple structure might be bars 1 to 4 establishing the groove with sub and light wobble. Bars 5 to 8 add crunchy sampler hits and a little fill before the snare. Then bars 9 to 12 let one layer drop out so the break or drums breathe. Bars 13 to 16 bring everything back with a stronger filter opening. For DJ tools, this is important. Make versions of the section that function in a mix. A filtered intro with drums and restrained bass texture. A full drop with the chopped layer and sub. And an outro that strips the mid layer first, then leaves the sub and drums to mix out cleanly. That way the sound isn't just cool, it's usable. Now add automation for tension and reload energy. Automate the auto filter cutoff across 8 bars. Bring the saturator drive up slightly into the drop. Try switching Simpler's filter from low pass to band pass in a later phrase. Add a small reverb send only on a fill note or the final stab, before a transition. A tiny delay throw on the last hit of a phrase can also be huge if you use it sparingly. And here's a classic move, on bar 8. Thin the bass right down to mostly sub and maybe one crunchy hit. Then on bar 9, slam the full texture back in. That creates a strong drop contour, without needing a whole new bass line. Before you call it done, do the ruthless mix check. Put utility on the master and check it in mono. Make sure the sub doesn't disappear. Make sure the snare still cracks through. Compare the bass level against the kick at the drop. If the crunchy layer sounds amazing in solo but weakens the drum impact, simplify it. D&B is all about groove first, detail second. Use EQA to carve space where needed. High pass the texture layer. Cut any resonance that fights the snare around 180 to 250 Hz. Tame harshness in the 2 to 6 kHz range if the crunch gets fatiguing. And don't forget the drum relationship. This bass line is only doing its job if it works with the kick and snare, not just on its own. A few pro moves if you want to push it further. Try a second chopped layer an octave above the main texture, then high pass it hard so it just adds bark. Automate a narrow band pass sweep on one or two notes for that broken radio tension. Resample the bass through a short break loop, so it picks up a little rhythmic bleed from the drums. Or print the bass again after processing, because sometimes the second or third generation of bounce gives you the grime the first pass never had. Also, don't over-polish the artifacts. A little timing wobble or an even slice length can be the signature. If you fix every imperfection, you can accidentally delete the character. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set up an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM. Write a two-note wobble phrase in Waveeatable. Blitz sub and mid. Resample the mid layer with moderate saturation. Load it into Simpler and make 4 chopped variations. Add one filter automation pass across the 8 bars. Then mute the bass and listen to the drums alone, and bring it back in to check whether the snare still cuts through. If it does, you're on the right track. If you want to go further, build a 32-bar DJ tool with a filtered intro, a full drop, and a stripped-out row. Keep it playable. Keep it clear. Make sure it works in mono. Export a full mix, and a bass-only stem if you want to test it in a set or use it for later remix work. So the big takeaway is this. Build the wobble cleanly first, then resample it for texture. Keep the sub and the crunchy mid-range separate. Use Simpler to turn the audio into a playable rhythmic instrument. Shape the arrangement with space, movement, and contrast. And always check the drums, because in DNB, the groove wins every time. That's how you take an old-school wobble and turn it into a crunchy sampler-driven DJ weapon in Ableton Live 12. Fun, rude, a little broken, and totally set ready.